You're listening to the Market Your Message podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping message-driven coaches become recognized thought leaders who make more impact and income by sharing their stories and skills. I'm your host, Niala Thorpe, and I'll be your guide to mastering, marketing, and monetizing your unique message. Each week, I share with you techniques and tools to turn your overcomplicated business into the right structure, strategy, and system that'll catapult your results and position you for prosperity. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Hello, 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 everyone. I am super excited to be back with another interview, and you guys, you have to get ready for this one, okay? Her name is Samantha Blachanoux, and let me tell you, she is a TikTok expert. Now, she does all social media. I'm going to let her tell you all about her story. I was reading her bio, and I wanted to read it for you guys, but I felt like I was going to mess up her story. So I'm going to let her share her story with you, but she's an all-around social media expert, and we are just continuing on this trend talking about all the different social platforms, how it's working for us growing our business in 2022. So welcome, Samantha. How are you?
Niala, thanks so much for having me here today.
Yes, I'm super excited. So I know that COVID, all right, and we're going to jump right into this, and then you'll tell them your story. But I know that COVID brought some changes for you, right? And as all of us can probably relate, it brought some changes for me too, right? So can we start there? Can you just tell everybody about your story and how you even got to this point?
Have you ever felt like you're failing and everyone else was succeeding around you? Mm-hmm. That was me in COVID. Like, I had a separate business. So I was in corporate world for 10 years, got laid off, started a traveling business in 2019. Then that failed because of COVID. And I'm like, wow, I'm a failure at everything I'm doing. Yeah. And so I turned to TikTok at the time to distract myself from the bad that was happening and saw the good of what TikTok had to offer. I was being entertained on a daily basis, laughing when I needed the most, learning on a every single day of my life. Like, I was blown away by the creativity, but I realized businesses at the time weren't using it using it to their potential because it had that negative stigma that you had to dance, you had to be silly, you had to be a teenager to do well on TikTok. And I'm like, this is it. This is a new platform that's going to take off. And I missed the boat on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm not going to miss this boat again. So I jumped onto TikTok, figured out the whole algorithm side, and then that's kind of where it kind of exploded. And now I'm helping businesses do the exact same thing and converting.
Yeah. I love, you said so many things there. Especially how you said, you know, you felt like you missed the boat with Instagram. And so with this time, you decided you were going to jump right in. And I know that many of us as entrepreneurs, we go through those times where we feel like we missed the boat. I felt like that back in the days when Periscope, you remember Periscope, when Periscope was big, and I felt like I missed the boat. You know what I mean? So here's my question for you. And this is for anybody who's listening to us right now. And you don't want to miss the boat. Okay. You want to be able to jump on this TikTok train. What would you tell someone who's now starting out? Like, give us like what their step should be really quickly.
First thing is the mindset. Don't aim for perfection, aim for done. Okay. I always go with the MVP approach. Video marketing is going to be hard. Your first video is going to suck, and that's okay. You have to be able to practice more. And by practicing, you're going to get better eventually. So don't aim for perfection, aim for done before you spend too much time and energy onto one video before even testing the demand out of it first. Okay. So aim for done, not perfection. The second thing when it comes to video marketing on TikTok is think of five pillars to adding value to your hero. Remember, your hero isn't you. It's not your products. It's not your services. Nobody cares. All they care about is the value for your audience, okay? And so they're your hero. You're going to be the guide. Adding five values include educational, entertaining, engaging posts, timely posts, and inspirational content. Those are the five pillars that you will know if you're adding value. And if you can say yes, you're adding value to your audience.
Got it. Got it. So, all right. So let's go a little deeper in there. You mentioned that entertainment is one of them. And you also mentioned that, you know, you wanted to be able to help people with TikTok, even if it meant, you know, they weren't dancing. Cause I know a lot of people, that's something that they think about. And I know a lot of people, especially for the clients that I work with, Samantha, a lot of them feel like if they don't have a funny bone, like they're not entertaining, they're boring. That's what they think, right? So what would you tell that person who feels like TikTok is so, they have to be entertaining and they don't even know how to do that?
Okay. My question then to you is, when you ever say, I'm too old, I'm too boring to be on TikTok, trust me, I thought that too. There's going to be a community out there that will appreciate what you have to say. You are a thought leader in your own in your own industry, in your own business, in your own niche. Teach 1/10 of your knowledge to your audience. Okay, that's all. Because there's going to be a community out there that will fully appreciate what you have to offer. And guys, trust me when I say, there's over 400 million active users on TikTok on a weekly basis over the age of 30. Mm-hmm. So Niella, do you serve over the over 30 year olds? Your audience is on there and okay. They're watching 82 minutes a day on TikTok.
Like, did you guys hear that? 82 minutes a day. That was something that I heard why I decided to make a shift myself over to TikTok. Okay, so there's something else that you mentioned about, you know, being that thought leader and knowing that your community is out there. That's something that I want you guys to, you know, remember, right? Is that there's always room for you and your people are there for you, right? But if you don't show up, then they won't be able to find you. So, all right, Samantha. So I know that you mentioned the five pillars. And let me tell you guys, I happened to go through this blueprint that you created myself, where you talked about these pillars. How does someone start building a brand, however, on TikTok?
Okay. When it comes to building a brand, first off, you should do it when things are quiet. Like, it takes time to build a brand. It's like, you don't want to try and build a brand when chaos happens. It's like the example of trying to waterproof your home in the middle of a hurricane. Too little, too late kind of thing. So do it when things are calm, when you have the time to start thinking about your brand. The second thing when it comes to your branding, there's usually three things that I usually talk to my clients about. Think of three adjectives you want your videos to always be similar to. So for example, I like to be funny, knowledgeable, passionate. I'm not going to be all three in one video, but I will be one of the three. And so it's very consistent for what my audience will get from me. The second thing is, remember your story of why you started this business. This is really important. Your story will be a reason why someone will decide to work with you, why you can relate to someone else who would need your services and products. Okay. And the third thing when it comes to building your personal branding, don't copy other people just because you see them being successful. Trust me, Niella, I thought, okay, I'm gonna copy this person because she's amazing. But being fake is not good for you. It's not sustainable for the long term. Mm-hmm. And the third thing when it comes to being fake is you're not gonna enjoy doing what you do. So think of what you are passionate about, who you want to serve, and resonate your message back to those that type of audience. You don't need to cater to everyone. You just need to cater to like that group of audience.
Yeah. And you know, Samantha, that kind of like goes back to what you were saying before about you finding your people. It's also about you just being you and knowing that your people will gravitate to that. But if you try to, what I like to say, borrow other people's message. So it's the same thing, borrow other people's branding and story. And then sometimes we do it subconsciously, okay? So I know that there's some people that it might not be malicious, but you might see it and you're like, oh, I wanna do this, but it doesn't feel right. Yeah. And when it doesn't feel right, I think that people can sense that really easily. And that's what, people struggle with. Okay, so here's another question for you. I wanted to start off with talking about steps and what people should do, but I think we should now talk about what mistakes people make. What are like the top three mistakes that you see entrepreneurs making when they start their journey on TikTok?
All right. I can name like so many, but let's stop with like three for now. One, doing things that is not linked to what you do or sell. Don't do content to go viral just to go viral. That's the worst thing that can happen. And then trust me when I say this, because I experienced it myself. I was doing content on Costco and I had nothing to do with Costco, and I went viral for it and I got a lot of followers from it. But I had to stop those videos because I was like getting all the wrong followers that would then stop my newer videos around business, around TikTok, from actually getting pushed out to the right audience. Okay. So don't do content that's not linked to what you do or sell. The second thing when it comes to mistakes is focus so much on yourself. So ask yourself, is this video self-centered or self-focused or user-focused? And the best way to know is count how many times you said the word I. Mm-hmm. I did this. I'm doing this. This is how I did this. Change that I to you. And that is the quickest way to make it all about your audience, who, again, is your hero of your content. And so instead, for me to just go, how I grew to 100K in 3 months sounds all about me.
Yeah.
Change it to how you can grow to 100K in 3 months sounds way more about my audience.
Yeah.
The third piece when it comes to video marketing on TikTok is don't try to cram everything in 30 seconds. Actually create part series. So part one, part two, part three, part four on a specific topic, because you need to create content that is easy and digestible for your audience to understand. Remember to go at a grade 5 reading level, because this new cycle is at grade 5 reading level. So create content around that and then keep it concise. 30 seconds video max, create a part 2, part 3 after.
Okay, so y'all know, especially for those of you who's been in the Market Your Message squad for a minute, you know your girl is long-winded. Okay, and that was one of the things that I struggle with starting with TikTok. So I'm going to ask this question for my long-winded people. So I get the series, right? The series is a great way. If you have a lot of content, you could break it up. But what about those people like me who, even with 30 seconds or even 60 seconds, you feel like if you struggle with getting the message of that piece of content out in that little bit of time? Mm-hmm.
So then write this down, guys, everyone who's listening, use this format. This is a 6-piece format that you can always use. Have a hook. Okay, then the next line is your bridge. Then the next part will be your main subject. Then the next part will be alternative solution. Then the outcome, then the call to action. Each part will be one sentence. Niella, can I give you an example of this?
You can definitely.
So for example, imagine my hook was, Reels was the worst thing to ever happen on Instagram. My audience will go, whoa, why are you saying that? Everyone thinks that. Like, everyone never thinks that. So I got to watch your video. Then my bridge will go dangle into, I know what you've heard, but here's what I don't understand. It's a transition line between the hook and to my main subject. If you're focused on Reels, you're not focused on actually connecting with your audience on Instagram. That's my main subject, my why. Then I'll go into my alternative solution. So instead of focusing on Reels, focus on the DM side, which gives you the power to connect with each individual follower that you've got. That way you'll see a 30% conversion. And then my call to action might be something like, comment down below 30 for my DM script for you.
All right, one guys.
Line each part of your videos.
She just broke it all the way down, all the way down. And that makes sense. I've been working on that and I'm definitely going to try that myself. I hope that you will too. All right. Okay. So I want to bring it home a little bit. I know that you're a mom. That was one of the things that I really loved about your story. And a lot of the people in my audience, they are moms too, right? And so how are you balancing with keeping up with the content and home?
Okay. So that's a good question. So a lot of times other TikTok coaches might say, yeah, post 3 to 10 times a day in order to grow a cap. Me going, holy crap, you guys must be not talking to moms, or you guys must be talking to only influencers, because there's no way a mom who's an entrepreneur can do all that, right? So my suggestion, and this is what I do personally when I'm creating content, it's just working smarter, not harder. I know everyone heard of batching, so I'm not going to talk about batching your processes, but here's one thing I want you to do. Niella, if I was looking to tell you, this is your next content. Here are 3 mistakes most new entrepreneurs are making with their brand. How many content is that? How many TikTok videos is that?
Well, I would do 3.
Okay. So you do each 1 of the mistakes.
2, 3. Maybe an intro. So maybe 4.
That's 8 right there.
Oh,
I'm going to break it down for you and how you're going to create 8 content off of that one topic. So again, the topic is, here are 3 mistakes my audience is making in X. Your first video will be a 60-second video where you're going to go mistake number 1, explain why. Mistake number 2, explain why. Mistake number 3, explain why. Your second video will now be each of the mistakes. Here are 3 mistakes my audience is making. 1, 2, 3. So shorter version of the video 1. Video number 3, 4, and 5 will be each of those mistakes explaining more into detail. Video number 6, 7, and 8 will be then each of those mistakes told in a story format. So what I mean by that, you're going to explain that mistake as if it was when you first started this business. When a client had this problem before they worked with you. When you're applying it back to the real world, like a corporation or a celebrity, someone that people can fully know what's going on about. Or maybe you're doing it from a everyday example, using the grocery store, the schoolyard, the relationship example. So for example, in one of my videos, I said, okay, this is everyone needs to stop doing this, saying, hey, everybody, right at the beginning of your video. That's like going to a party and saying, hey, everybody, and there's only one person in the room. Instead, use the word you. So I use an everyday example, tying it back how my audience can relate back to that.
Yeah.
8 content, 1 topic. Now you have it saved in your draft and you can post it 1 a week.
Wow. Look at that. That's awesome. And I love the story part too. I didn't even think of that. Okay. So I have a lot of mic drops here that I'm going to be able to share. So I really do hope that you guys are taking notes here. Okay. And being able to come up with 8 topics just off of one, that I can see how you can do content for the whole month in a couple of hours using a strategy like that, you know? Okay, so Samantha, I want you to just leave any of the last bit hot tips that our people must hear from you.
Biggest hot tips. All right, can we choose a category for me at least?
Let's choose the category of hashtags, because one of the things you said is, you went viral, and this is something that on TikTok they talk about a lot, FYP. So you went viral, but it was for Costco. It had nothing to do with what you were selling. And so you said, you had to now position yourself so you can be found. So how does one be found on TikTok?
Okay. So don't use large hashtags like FYP. And for those who are on TikTok, that just stands for For You page. It's what people use to try and get on the For You page. Don't use hashtag like viral videos. Don't use any broad generic hashtag. Instead, rule number 1, use hashtags more on what your audience is using on TikTok. Reason behind that is because TikTok will send your content out to a small groups of audience. And in order for you to be seen by 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 people, you need to hit 1 or 2 people early on in the stages who will resonate with your message, share, engage with your content. So instead of using hashtags, what your post is about, what you do, which will then go to your competition, use hashtags what your audience is using, who would really resonate with your message. The second thing when it comes to hashtags is, instead of using the large, broad hashtags, use micro hashtags. I prefer to use hashtags between 500,000 to 20 million, which is considered micro on TikTok. And so that way it's sending out to those ideal audience. So instead of just saying hashtag moms, not every single mom's your audience. So tell me, is it hashtag moms who love yoga, hashtags toddler moms, hashtag new moms, hashtag moms over 40? There's different types of groups of mom that you're trying to target.
That's good. That's good. So I know that I said that I was ending, but I know that we talked about, creating content, especially for moms, right? So you said that there's some strategies that you can share with creating attractive content. So Let's talk about that, because and this is just my personal view. I see that a lot of people are starting to post more and more content, which is really good. However, not too many people are creating content that is attractive to their ideal client, right? Mm-hmm. It's usually attractive to them, right? So how does one do that with TikTok?
Okay. So I will tell you guys, people have a very short attention span nowadays. Like an average human has about 8.2 seconds, yeah. Whereas a goldfish has 9. So it's very changed over the last 10 years. And so knowing how TikTok is short form video, there's a burst of short videos coming at you. You need to hook in your audience within the first 3 seconds. Within the first 3 seconds, you need your audience to be able to answer these 3 questions, because that's what they're going to ask themselves. Is this video for me? Is this solving a specific problem I'm having? And is she or he the go-to expert they say they are? Mm. In 3 seconds, your audience subconsciously will answer this question for them. And so you need to develop a hook that is catchy enough to then answer those questions for your audience. And so, for example, I love using polarizing message. I'll use something like, why I actually don't do something my audience are usually known for doing or will listen to other people to do. Or how do you get X results without doing the thing they hate doing? How do you get on video marketing without being an introvert? Okay, that answers. This is video for me, and this is solving a specific problem I'm having.
Yeah. And so it kind of, and I love all what you're saying, because you know I'm all about the messaging. And it all goes back to some of the things that I say about messaging, is that how you speak, well, actually, what I say is how you show, write, and speak is what you're telling, you know? You know what I mean? So no matter, so even when you think of attractive content, you can't say, and this is so real, because a lot of us are selling premium and high ticket programs. And so you can't say, well, you know, I'm going to help you create or grow $1 million business, but then you have on a t-shirt and a wrap in your head or something. And it's nothing wrong with that, right? But like what you say, Samantha, it's 3 seconds. And so it's not even only what you say, but it's also what you show that a person can sum up in 3 seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds. Yeah. Not a lot of time to impress.
Definitely. Okay. So let's talk about your guide. I want to share that I got the A to Z guide. So just tell everybody why they need this guide. Okay. Guys, before Samantha speaks, the guide is amazing. I thought it was just going to be about TikTok, but I love the part where she also talks about putting the brand together. All right. So, okay, go ahead.
So it's a word vomit PDF file of my ultimate A to Z guide on getting started with TikTok to get your first $10,000 on TikTok. Basically, I summarize as much as I can on what I can in 13 pages on how to get started, making sure you set up your profile properly, the hashtags, your messaging, your branding. If you are looking to get started on TikTok, start with that guide first to get on the right track.
Yes. Okay. And I'll make sure that I have that in the description, no matter where you're watching or listening to this. Okay. So Samantha, thank you so much for spending this time with me. This was really, really valuable. Before we go, is there any last minute things that you want to say?
Guys, just don't miss the boat on this one. I missed the boat on Instagram. Don't miss the boat on TikTok. You still have time. Especially if you're in a very saturated market that's hard to stand out, this is how you're going to stand out: video marketing. Okay.
Video marketing. All right, guys. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the show. Your support means the world to me. Did you know that we have an awesome squad on Facebook called the Female Coaches Society? Yes. And we're all about community, collaboration, and connections. Visit us on Facebook at joinniala.com. And if you're loving the podcast, show us some love by rating and leaving us a quick 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. It helps more people like you find the show. Until next time, remember, you are the missing ingredient. Now get back out there and start shaking things up. You got this.